Yitbach, we hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'ilui Nishmas, Sarah Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Tami. We're in the fifth parak, Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. And the Mishnah begins as follows. Shachta Shalola Ochlov. Right? What happened if you shachta the Karban Pesach and you had in mind that you were going to use it for those who weren't able to eat it? In other words, somebody's too weak. V'shalola Minuyav, or for somebody who was not supposed to be included. Or La Reilim V'litmeim, or if you set it aside for people who didn't have a bris, or people who are Tame, it's apostle, the Karban Pesach is no good. La Ochlov, V'shalola Ochlov, L'minuyav, V'shalola Minuyav, L'mulim V'la Reilim. What if we included some people who are able to eat it and some who weren't? Some people were registered and some who weren't. Some people had a bris, some who didn't. Some who were Tame, L'tmeim V'la Tahorim. So then kosher. So then it's going to be kosher. As long as there's somebody who's there, who's able to partake of it. Now, shachta kodim chatzos pasal. If you shachta it before noon, it's no good. Mishum shenemar bein harbaim, because the Torah tells us that you have to shachta it bein harbaim. Shachta kodim la letamid kasher. But if you shachta it before the afternoon karbanat tamid, it's okay. Umuvad she echad memaris bedama atchizruk dama tamid. But someone has to keep sprinkling. Don't sprinkle the blood yet. You have to stir the blood so it doesn't coagulate. But you have to wait until the tamid is thrown. Vim nizrak kasher. However, if it was done on the mizbeach before the tamid, the karban pesach is still okay. We're also told you can't shech the karban pesach while there's chametz. In other words, while there's chametz in one's possession. So hashochet es pesach ala chametz over below hasei. The Mishnah says if you shechted the karban pesach while you're holding on to chametz, or someone in your group is holding chametz, you have violated the issur of lo sishchat al chametz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer afatamid. Rabbi Yehuda says you did this even if you shechted the karban atamid while you had chametz. Rabbi Shimon Omer apesach barabas al shmo chayev b'shalol shmo pater. If you shechted the karban pesach on the 14th for its own sake, you'd be chayev, and if you shechted not for your own sake, you would be pater. Shakol esvachim, but other karbanos, bein lishman, bein shalol lishman pater. In other karbanos, if you shechted while you had chametz in your possession, whether you did it for their own purpose or not their own purpose, you'd be pater, because an erev Pesach, usishchad al chametz dam zivchi, is only a reference to the karban Pesach. Ubimoed lishmo pater. But during Pesach, if you bring a karban Pesach, for the sake of a Pesach, you'd be exempt because it's not a good carbon. Shalol lishmo chayev, but if you shechted it, not for its own sake, but rather l'shem shlamim, you'd be chayev, because then the carbon is a good carbon. Ushar kol hazvachim bein lishman bein shalol lishman chayev, and for other carbonos, whether you brought them for their own sake or not, you're chayev for lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi, chutz min achatas sheshachat shalol lishma, except for achatas that was brought shalol lishma, because the achatas that's brought shalol lishma is also not a good carbon. And since it's not a good carbon, by definition, you didn't violate lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. You didn't bring a zabach. And so therefore, in that situation, it would be exempt. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.